Al, it's time to talk about that Final Fantasy game everyone's been talking about recently.
Yeah, you know, the one with Cloud and Zack.
Yeah, and Sephiroth.
Yeah, and Aerith.
They're all here. We gotta
everyone's
talk.
Everyone's here.
Man, this is the game everyone's, you know, been playing recently. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone's so hyped about it and all that. So, of course, we gotta talk about it now. You know, it's only been like, what, a week since the game came out. You know, we sped through it and everything. It was fine.
There are swimsuits in it?
There are, yeah.
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 Hello, welcome to this week's episode of the Seasonal Anime Checkup OVA. It's a podcast where we have conversations about video games, anime, and manga. Hello, I'm Jared, joined as always by Doc Owl and Lady
Hello.
This is episode 376, and of course we're talking about Final Fantasy VII. Ever Crisis, that is. Oh, bamboozled.
Whoa, we got you.
Didn't see that coming.
Nailed it.
Yeah, we
Although,
realized,
to be fair, everything we said is correct.
Yes, 100%. We hadn't talked about this game yet, and it's been out for about 6 months now or so. So
yeah,
we're
about the half-year anniversary in the game.
Might as well chit-chat about this, because we just need an easy episode this week, and you know this is an easy thing to talk about.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, this is the gotcha Final Fantasy VII game that is supposed to eventually retell the full story of Final Fantasy VII, including all of the other games in the compilation of Final Fantasy VII. So it has, you know, the OG FF7, not remake or rebirth or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Currently has Crisis Core. There is the First Soldier stuff, which is
new content
talking about the backstory of Sephiroth and introducing three new characters that I guess were also maybe kind of in the Battle Royale game as well.
Wait, they were?
I'm not 100% sure on that, but you know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We have been promised the other stuff from the compilation, like before Crisis, which is something that the US has never gotten.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be interesting.
Dirge of Cerberus.
I would be perfectly fine without that. I don't know. Maybe it would be okay without that horrific game. No, it wouldn't. That story's still shit.
Well, how about Advent Children? Something you like even more.
So, you know, we've been promised a lot of content here. Whether we will get all of said promised content remains to be seen.
Yeah, because it's been a slow trickle of content over the past 6 months for sure.
Oh boy, has it been a slow trickle. We just got Yuffie.
Yeah.
in Final Fantasy VII, and I think we're on like chapter 2 or 3 of Crisis Core.
Very early.
Yeah, and First Soldier, you know, there's not a whole lot of...
There's not a precedent there, so...
Yeah, we don't know what's going on there, but none of the other stuff has been released, and yeah, we are not very far. We're basically, like, in the, like, Mithril Mines, is that correct in the story? Like, we ran into the Turks? Isn't that the last thing we did in the story?
I think that's right. I don't know if I've actually like gone through and finished the new story stuff.
I think our last thing was we had to fight Rude and Elena in the mines.
It's possible.
I think that's right. I could be wrong though.
But yeah, this was like announced a couple years back, and they were basically just like, yeah, this is a mobile version of all the Final Fantasy VII stuff. So have fun. And you know, mm-hmm. eventually came out. It is a gacha game. I think we mentioned that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess technically you don't need to do the gacha stuff to play the game, but it makes the game a whole lot easier for sure. Because that's
it
where
does.
you get new weapons for characters, which the weapons have skills and abilities attached to them that you can use to, you know, go up against different affinity elements and all that sort of stuff with enemies and all that sort of stuff. And then you also get costumes, which are just fun little things, but they also have like buffs and abilities attached to them. so that you can like amplify a character's like wind affinity or HP or something like that if you're wearing a specific costume per se. But they also give out like costumes and weapons and the events that they do, so it's, you can kind of eke by somewhat with that if you wanted to go.
Although,
super free to play,
to be fair, we haven't gotten a free outfit since like Final Fantasy IX crossover.
That was a while back.
That was a while back. That was the last free outfit we got.
Well, heck.
It's, I mean, like, they do give you a lot of blue crystals, so, like, I can't... They're pretty generous with that. I can't be mad at them.
True. But also, they're generous with that, but also the game is very grindy, so you have to deal with that as well.
So grindy. Like, man, you want to upgrade your weapons? Good f-ing luck.
Hope you have all of the appropriate weapon materials that you need. You're going to need a lot of it.
A lot of it. Man, do you want to like level up your people? Good luck. It's going to take you a while.
You
want to like fill out their skill trees?
It's not only just leveling them up through like experience and everything. You got to level up their skill trees, and that buffs them up as well and all that sort of stuff, and buffs up their limit breaks and everything. And then also you got to make sure you have good materia on them, and that's also has, you know, tiers to it and everything, and you got to level all that up and everything and make it and all that. It's there's a lot of
it's very, very grindy.
It is a grindy game, but I mean, to be fair, it is a gacha game, so
yeah
gacha games for the most part are very, very grindy because they want you to spend money to alleviate that grind.
Correct. And they basically do ask you like every 10 seconds whatever you're doing. So I'm like, hey, do you want to buy this pack?
Hey,
like,
you did this thing. You want it? We got a pack for you.
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you very much. But there have been some really fun outfits. So I've grabbed a few that I'm a big fan of. Like I love Cloud's like dumb sailor suit, swimsuit. Really fun.
Why wasn't that in Rebirth?
So that's the thing, is that I maintain that the swimsuits in this game are actually much better designs across the board than the ones we got in Rebirth. And like, that's kind of sad.
They definitely fit the characters that they are attached to way more than they do in Rebirth, which obviously we're not going to like dive into that fully because that's, we don't want to delve into spoilers or
don't
anything.
Don't spoil
but,
that.
I mean, though, the images of the swimsuits have been out there and about, so.
Yeah.
You know what those look like.
These fit so much better.
Yes.
Like, especially Tifa's. Like, Tifa's actually fits her character.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, why didn't we get that? That's actually a good design. Instead, we got that monstrosity. But yeah, Cloud Sailor suit's really fun. And like, I have his Zidane outfit. I've got like Zack in a suit. That's neat. Beach Zack. Yuffie's a waitress.
I have Snow Yuffie.
I do have Snow Yuffie. Snow Yuffie's cute. You have like a wedding dress Aerith looking outfit?
Yes. It's a wind outfit, you know.
Yeah. You know.
For wind. And then I think I have the Snow Aerith outfit as well.
I have that one too. There's also like lots of outfits that I don't have. Like there's one of Sephiroth, which for the record, Sephiroth is like 14, I think, in this. He's like
young Sephiroth, you know. He's about to drop his latest mixtape on you.
He's a little bab. But they have a lot of him with his like boobas out. And I'm like, he's a child. You need to cover those. Put those away, kid.
He doesn't know any better. He's just like, oh.
I mean, to be fair, he is kind of like sheltered and clueless in this. So it's valid and fair, but also like they let him put the Himmerhammers out. He said, "Free the nip," and here we are. And then you get like some Red and Barrett have gotten the short end of the stick for sure.
Right.
They basically have like nothing. I think Red has like
He had a
a
beach
beach
one.
outfit and then like a reskin.
Yeah, and then Barrett had one of the first costumes, and I think maybe like something else recently, and it's
I
just like
think that was it, was his first one.
not a whole lot of anything.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they're like, well, he doesn't make money.
We know who the money makers are.
The first soldier people have gotten a few of them. Like I think didn't Glenn get the like Halloween one? That one was kinda,
Yes, because I think that was in the event.
he was like a pumpkin head one.
Yeah. Lucia had the free FF9
Christmas.
one.
And Christmas.
And Christmas. Matt had like a suit
He
one,
had
I think, at some point.
like a gangster suit for some
Yeah.
reason, like a zoot suit type looking thing.
I don't know if he's gotten anything else, but I can't
I don't
remember.
think so.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. If your name isn't Cloud Sephiroth Aerith,
Tifa.
even then, Tifa hasn't gotten quite as much as the rest of them,
It's
but
true. But she is at least like on a higher tier than those other characters,
Barret.
yeah.
She's definitely higher tier. And then Yuffie got like back-to-back outfits. It was like, oh, hello.
Which I wonder if that was just because like, hey, she's a new
She's
character
new.
and
Yeah.
people will want to spend money to get new stuff for that character.
Most likely.
Yeah. But yeah, that's basically the gist of the gacha stuff. I think the rates are okay. Like, I feel like if
Yeah.
you have enough crystals, you're probably going to get a new weapon, or you'll get enough stamps to get the new weapon. You might not necessarily get enough to get like the costume or anything, but like you probably should do okay to get like the weapon and stuff, which I think is fine.
It does suck when you're like, well, one stamp, well, one stamp, well, one stamp.
Yeah,
But like,
yeah.
usually it's fair enough that like it doesn't get it to be too terrible.
You're not in a drought like you like a certain someone I know here on this podcast is in another certain gacha game.
I am going to launch that game into the sun. I'm so mad at it.
But yeah, like, and then they also give you, I think, like enough like regular tickets that you can do free pulls with that, for the most part, will get you probably a good weapon at some point. So,
Yeah, and like the weapon parts add up, so you can actually make a gold if you like have enough of like purple weapon parts from
yeah. So it's
pools,
not like
then.
it's a bad thing to get the lower rarity versions of those weapons, because, like you said, eventually, if you get enough of them, then you can just make it into the good version of it. So, or if
And
you
you
already
and
have,
you can't. Oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say, or if you already have it, you can like just get enough of it to like upgrade it as well.
That's exactly what I was gonna say, is you can actually upgrade it too if you like even still pull like the purples, that adds up.
Yeah.
So I mean that it's not worthless. That's for cert for certain.
For certain.
For certain.
For certain.
And also like they do pretty regular, like, hey, here's like some kind of a weird event, and you get a free pool every day for no reason. Like, okay, I'll take that. Thank you. Goodbye. I've had some pretty good luck with those.
Yeah.
I think that the gacha rates have actually been nicer to me than like the like weapon material stuff.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I actually get gold weapons, and then like I'll try and do like one of the missions to try and get like, I don't know, like a nanopod or whatever the f they're called, and it's like you get one.
Sorry, that's all I could give you. Yeah, the events have been interesting. Like they're real goofy, kind of just like side content for the most part. Like one of the most recent ones was literally just, hey, y'all seen the demo of Final Fantasy VII Rebirth? What if we just put it in this game?
They
Along
just
with
put the cutscenes directly in
what if we
there.
just put the cutscenes in here? So I was like, all right, I'll just have to skip through all these cutscenes. Because I'm just going to play this later, so. Oh, well. So that was interesting. It was a little different, obviously, because, like, there's no English voice acting in this game. It's all just Japanese, so it's like, oh, right. I don't know how these characters sound in Japanese, really.
Yeah, nope.
But anyways, I just skipped all this cutscene because I was like, I'll see them later, so.
Right. Yeah.
There's no real point in me just watching these and then to watch them again. But yeah, it was interesting, like, to see that, like, oh, this is just the cutscenes, huh? All right. Mm-hmm. Yep. Battle system is slightly turn-based. It's more active turn-based, but like you're not like running around and controlling characters in that sort of way. It's these characters are going to stand on this plane and you're going to push a skill for them to use once the bar fills up to a specific spot to allow you to use a specific skill. Or if you're just, you know, like us, you just put it on auto and let the AI do the stuff for you.
do the thing. Yeah. I mean,
play,
like,
the video game for me, please.
I've seen a lot of angry people on the internet about auto, like, why are you doing that? You're a baby, you're not playing a video game. It's like, bro, I got things to do with my life. And I can't sit here and like flip strategies and press the buttons and all that. Like, it's a gacha game. Come on.
And for the most part, it's fine. Like,
yeah, I mean, the only time it can get tricky is like with some of the harder bosses.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I'll keep it on auto because I am really, really horrible at switching the defense and attack modes like on time. But I'll still, like, I'll sit there and spam like the button of like, this is the move I need. Please hit that.
Yeah, because like some of those like harder fights, you'll need specific things that the auto stuff won't really like do for you, or maybe even like slot in for you. So you just kind of need to babysit it, essentially. But like outside of that, it's like for the most part, you're going to be okay. So it's like whatever.
I think the thing that like is terrible though is the co-op.
Yeah, it's not great. It's just, let's just sit here and watch this very slow battle go off and maybe I'll get a fun reward for it.
But also, like, people never, so just sit there and wait for people to ready up forever. Until like, oh, hey, well, I guess my like timer on this has run out. Neat. Great. Fantastic. Love that. Or like, oh man, guess I'm just not going to find a party to play with. Great. Woo. So co-op is worthless.
Yeah, I think it was like an interesting idea at first, but then just like hasn't really been implemented well.
Nope.
Per se. Yeah, like we said before, there's story stuff in this. We've gone through a lot of a little bit of original Final Fantasy VII. Like you mentioned, it's up to like getting Yuffie and all that sort of stuff. It does feature more of like the original art style when like you're kind of like looking at cutscenes and like controlling characters on like the maps and stuff, which is fun.
I love the chibis. I kind of wish the whole game was the chibis instead of having like the models.
Mm-hmm.
In the fights, but the thing is, I guess they're trying to replicate the like experience of the original Final Fantasy VII.
I mean, that's how that was, yeah.
Yeah, they had the chibis on the field, and then they had like more human proportions in the battles.
It's
it,
like a,
it makes sense.
It's like a super like funky HD texture mod of original Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how that is. So you get like the original story of Final Fantasy VII. We've gotten a little bit of Ever Crisis, Crisis Core.
Crisis Core, my boy Zach.
With one Zach Fair, the puppy dog.
And Genesis.
Yeah, we saw Genesis show up in the last Crisis Core chapter, and I was like, yes, Genesis,
Read poetry at us, please.
You know, just hanging out with Song, with Angeal, everyday normal guy Sephiroth in his flip phone.
Yeah.
But of course, like the the big thing here is like the new content, which is the first soldier stuff, where you get to see young Sephiroth, like we mentioned, and also the new characters of Glenn, Matt, and Lucia, which has been fun to like see those characters. Like they are like prototype soldiers, essentially, not soldiers, but also kind of soldiers. Glenn's fun.
I love
He's very
Glenn.
gung ho and everything, and
He's kind of dumb.
he's very, yeah, he is kind of singular brain celled.
No thoughts, head empty. But he's also like super nice and like understanding of Sephiroth, who's not the most well socialized kid in the world. And like doesn't understand when he does things that are like inappropriate. He's like, "Hey, kid, maybe don't do
Don't go
that."
rummaging through these corpses, please.
Yeah, don't go body robbing.
He's
That
like, oh, okay,
that
sorry.
doesn't come across as a good thing. He's like, "I'm just looking for a picture of me,
Me, ma'am.
ma'am."
Yeah, so you get a lot of that in the first soldier stuff. I think there's also like they've had some real fun stuff they've done with like the events between like the first soldier characters and just like letting them kind of like get out of their shell a little bit more, which has been fun. But yeah, like I think the way they've implemented that stuff and obviously making that a focal point of this game has been smart because it is new content that you don't know. And it's not just like you getting all this Final Fantasy VII stuff that you probably have already played before, and just getting a slow trickle of retelling of all that. But yeah, I've enjoyed the first soldier stuff so far, and very interested to see
Where it all
where it all
goes.
eventually goes. Because like there is a cutscene when you first start that up, of Glenn and older Sephiroth like facing off against each other, and you're just like, that's interesting.
Wonder what leads to that.
Yeah. So eventually we'll probably get there, maybe like 5 years from now we'll know what that means.
So, that's something I've been wondering is what comes first, like us actually getting the end of the story or like an end of service.
Oof, yeah. That is true. I will say they have by November they had surpassed 7 million downloads, so like that's going to obviously help them. I don't know what that number is now. I think they've mentioned it some time in recent times where like they said, hey, X amount of people have downloaded this game, and we probably got some reward for it, but I don't know
Yeah, probably.
what that number is now. But I know like it definitely had a very quick and fast start of people being like, oh, Final Fantasy VII, let's go. So I don't know,
And
like,
especially when it dropped on Steam too, that
yes, because it dropped on Steam in December of last year, so that's a new player pool potentially coming in, or just people migrating over to the PC version to make things easier for themselves.
Yeah, apparently PC version, so I can use auto clickers for leveling up and stuff.
It's
And I
just,
don't
I
have
don't
to
know,
worry.
like, despite, like, oh, this many people have downloaded the game, how many of those people are
Are
still
active.
playing and, like, have retained and are active and all that sort of stuff. So that is the question, of course, with the volatile games market as it is now. So, like you said, it'll be interesting to see how long they keep this game up and everything. If we actually get to see all these stories through, or we'll just be SOL.
Yeah, I think I just have like a cynical view of mobile games now because they killed my beloveds. Not Square Enix, obviously, but my beloved games were murdered.
Moided. But yeah, I think, overall, I think this game's been okay.
Been fine.
Yeah, it could be. I think it definitely could be worse. I think like just the big negative I think you could say about it is just the grindy aspects of it are very, very much grindy. But it's not something that I'm like super shocked by. It just feels more kind of like classic gacha than some other gachas that are on the market right now. But if you are not a fan of super duper grinding, like you're not going to be, I think, a super fan of this game per se. But if you want that Final Fantasy VII fan service, I think you might at least be somewhat interested in this.
Right.
And like we said, I think that First Soldier stuff is interesting, so it's neat to see some new story in this weird universe that they have concocted over the past 30 years of Final Fantasy VII being a thing.
That kid in the First Soldier stuff, I'm like, something's gonna happen with this kid. What's gonna happen with this kid?
Me.
You're gonna happen to the kid?
Yeah, I'm gonna beat him up.
Why would you do that? He's just chilling with his dog.
I'm gonna take
trying
the
to keep the smoke going.
Yeah, he's gonna keep the smoke going, all right.
420 blaze it. With the dog.
We get it, you vape.
We get it, you vape. But yeah, Glenn seems to be like really worried about that guy, so I'm like, oh shit, so what's gonna happen here? Mm-hmm. But I just wanna know what happens.
Yeah. But yeah, Final Fantasy VII Ever Crisis is a video game that is available now. You can play it. You can download it on your mobile device or your personal computer device or, I don't know, your whatever device. Who knows?
Yeah. If you like Aerith and Cloud and Sephiroth, boy howdy, are you in luck.
They will have costumes for you to enjoy.
They need to give us more Zack, though.
Well, you just got a Zack, so there you go.
I did just get a Zack, and I was very happy with it because he's beautiful and lovely, and I love him.
But yeah, they'll put out more stuff for this game eventually, obviously. And I guess eventually we'll also get those other games in here at some point. Who knows when that'll be, though, but you know.
Yeah, I just really hope that we at least get to Before Crisis because I would like to play that game in some way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I could find a way to play it on the internet, but like, I could do that, or I could just wait until it shows up here and then I'm like, oh, hello.
Yeah.
I'm playing the content now, finally, for the first time.
Yeah. But yeah, that's going to do it for us this week.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We got another Final Fantasy VII game to get through at some point.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Yeah. But yeah, that is it for this week. So if you'd like more from us, head on over to seasonallamycheckup.com or sac.cool where you can find past episodes of this podcast and other podcasts like Jared and Al Watch. You can also find columns and reviews on the site as well. If you'd like more from Ann Ladium, go to annladium.com. She's got columns and reviews. You can follow us on Twitter and TikTok at Anime Checkup. You can follow us on Blue Sky at seasonallamycheckup.com. You can buy our books, One Shiny Moment, A Critical Analysis of Love, Life, Sunshine, Hot Tubs, and Pac-Man on amazon.com. And support us on Patreon, patreon.com/sacova. Buy us a slice of pizza. Get access to unedited versions of the podcast early, monthly Patreon exclusive podcasts like our recent February podcast where we talked about that Hideo Kojima documentary. Oh boy,
that I recommended.
Yep. And then a whole load of wealth. Yep, that's the word I'm looking for. A whole wealth of bonus content as well,
you know. A load.
Next week we'll discuss something else, probably. Yeah. I mean, most likely, yes.
Yeah. You know, if tradition has shown anything, it will be that we will talk about something next week.
It's true.
Yeah. Seems to be the trend.